For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So, is this on?
E-M-M-E-N-T-L, Edmonton!
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Eric Slamilton Hamilton.
Did you see the rumble? Did you see it and you're not a Patreon? Did you see it and you're a patron and you didn't listen to our recap? Because let me tell you, I cried tears. I cried tears because my one highlight of the year, especially in the last few years with this shitty company, my one highlight is surprises in the Rumble.
Yeah.
Fun Rumbles. Things that
fumbles.
You're not... Fumbles.
Fumbles.
Things that you're not expecting in the Rumble to happen. Mm. It was trash. And I'm looking at online comments, not just what we did, and a lot of people are like, oh my God, worst Rumble ever.
For sure.
So boring.
I haven't seen anyone say they liked it.
No. The best part of our, we put out a reaction video, so if you haven't seen that, go to YouTube, check it out. And the funny thing is like, it's more about us making fun of things, which is what we do.
That's right. Pretty much all
we're not
it
like,
is.
Oh my God, because there really wasn't a lot of that, no, outside of maybe wasn't. Rousey. So like, we were just making fun of things, and it was like, some of the stuff, you know, just watch it because, like, we see a guy check his watch and we're like, yeah.
Yeah, same
he
buddy.
He wants to know when this shit's going to be over.
Yeah. Yep.
So right. If you have stock in the company, sell.
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 Sell, again. Sell, sell.
Like the housing market years ago, if you have some inside track on how this company's going to sink, sell now. Speaking of the housing market, sidebar, I am now a licensed real estate agent. True story.
Yeah.
So if you're in the Houston area and you want to sell or buy a house, please
DM the podcast.
Reach out to me on Instagram, Joe Pisano. Appreciate you. But yeah, this show. Whew.
Do you offer a free podcast shirt with every sale?
I will do more than that.
Okay.
But yeah.
Sexual favors.
No, don't. I'm not. No, wait.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Ronda Rousey returned, but I think the best moment and the most memorable moment that people will talk for years to come about this Royal Rumble is Sasha Banks doing the splits in her Sailor Moon outfit.
Yeah.
It was 100%.
And then Melina saying, no, I can do it too. And then they're just like bouncing.
Well, like you said, a scissor off.
Scissor off.
You know?
I don't understand why
if
we're
only
not...
they connected.
Yeah.
Oh.
Would have been busting up times 20.
We basically went back to the Attitude Era for like, you know, 10 seconds.
Yeah.
And why not just stay there?
Right.
It was unbelievable.
Oof. Like, I think the ring would have collapsed.
If you didn't watch the Royal Rumble, at least just see Sasha twerking in the ring.
It was just Google it.
Fucking fantastic.
Do it for Sasha.
Do it for Sasha.
Because she did it for you.
And I know we're not getting into SmackDown because it was before the Rumble and nothing really happened.
Right.
But Sasha Banks on SmackDown.
Oh.
Holy shit. I love when girls wear dresses and just pieces are randomly missing.
Oh, sure.
Good
sure,
times.
Sure. Yeah.
Good well, that's Sailor Moon.
I tried doing that.
Especially on their anus.
I don't give a shit about Sailor Moon. I just liked it because that was revealing.
Revealing.
Really? I've already binged two seasons.
and I edited it so that whoever that character is, Sasha, I put her face on it. So it's Sasha Banks.
Done. Correct. Yeah.
In the show.
Movie magic.
Yeah.
That was, wow.
But all right, this is the post-Rumble episode of Raw.
Yep. Keys are in the ignition, fuel in the tank. We are on the road to
Shittlemania.
WrestleMania.
Ugh.
But first, we have to thank 7 brand new patrons.
Hey, people want to know what we have to say.
Yeah.
And now they will.
And also, thank you to the people that returned. We had quite a few return this month, but
not surprising.
Here we go. Yeah. Here's the list. We got some good names here.
All right.
First up.
Yeah.
Mike Ox Small. Mike Ox Small.
When are you going to read the list?
Mike Ox Small. Yeah. I don't get it.
Yeah. Are you going to read the list or what?
Read the list, Andrew. Stop declaring things about yourself.
First name is Mike.
Uh-huh.
And then capital OX-Mall.
Nice. Has that been a Simpsons joke?
Oh, no, that's too dirty.
For that's too dirty.
Yeah. Marmar Brown. Thank you.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Okay. Alex Cook.
Pushing the envelope.
It's almost cock.
Cook, though? Like a cuck? A cuck husband.
Oh, God. And then your mom. Thank you to your mom.
Your mom.
Yeah, your mom.
Your mom?
Your mom.
Hey. Yeah. It's all our moms.
Your mom.
Chris Stallings, uh-huh. Mike Dell.
Yeah.
And special shout out to Alec, who got a year sub.
Let's go, year sub.
That's right. Bing.
That means he can go listen to anything.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they all can do
that. They can do that anyway.
He's locked in for a year.
He's locked in for a year.
At a 15% discount. Just randomly threw that out.
Well, it's something like that.
Okay, something like that. So
discount.
Well done.
Discount.
Like, if you know you're going to do it for a year.
Of course.
Just do a year.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hello.
Hi. I mean,
I just upped all my OnlyFans accounts years.
Yeah.
It saves me money.
Right.
It's like a teenage boy trying to pressure his girlfriend, like, hey, do you really love me?
Yeah.
Well, prove it, baby.
Prove it. You love us?
Let me fuck you for a year.
Hold on.
Come on.
12 times 5 is 60.
Uh-huh.
So you're telling me you can get a year of us for under $60?
Yeah. $51.
Wow.
Less, it would be $51.
That's less than
$9
off. WWE 2K22.
That's like 2 months free.
Exactly.
Buy 10, get 2 free.
Basically.
Ooh, yeah, I like it.
It's like fireworks.
I like it.
And we are fireworks.
Patreon.com/
Calm down, Katy Perry.
What's wrong with wrestling?
Find out who won our prediction title.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, not Eric. So.
Well, it's usually not Eric.
Well, if you follow the podcast on Instagram, you can see that glorious photo.
Yeah. You'll have to listen to
it. It was in your story. You didn't put it on the actual
page. It's this close to being our new logo.
I tweeted it.
It's really good.
It's on Twitter, so that's permanent.
It's really good.
And then also shout out to Chris Montiero for buying a kick-out spear pin repeat shirt. At prowrestlingtees.com/ what's wrong with wrestling. Thank you, Chris.
We'll be perfect to wear at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, of course, make sure you subscribe and listen to our new podcast, Hollywood Hogwash, available anywhere podcasts are heard. You can follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Hollywood Hog Pod.
Yar.
And subscribe to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/ Hollywood Hogwash Pod. We've been reviewing Peacemaker, Book of Boba Fett. And there's a new South Park season coming out this week.
Yeah.
And the Jackass movie is coming out. So this next episode of ours is going to be huge.
When? It's like Friday?
Out. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So that's going to be a big episode. Well, we got to see it. Yeah.
You going Friday?
One of those days.
I don't know. I'm open. So let me know.
All right.
Jakey.
Those are so fun in the movie theaters.
Oh, yeah. It's gonna be nasty. All right. Monday Night Raw opens with Adam Pearce in the ring.
Boo.
Pierce says, before we get to WrestleMania, there will be a roadblock called Elimination Chamber.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, what about roadblock?
Yeah, that too.
Wait.
Remember that one-off?
But
they only did it once or twice. What about Fastlane?
Oh, yeah.
The Fastlane to WrestleMania.
Right, the Fastlane. Yeah.
And Pierce says, Bobby Lashley will be defending the WWE Championship inside the chamber. And then out comes the Almighty in the most ridiculous suit. Looks like he had the Carnage symbiote all over
him. Yeah, what was up with that?
It looked like Woody Harrelson in Venom 2, where he wore a red suit.
Right,
and it was the Carnage symbiote.
Cosplay. Wrestlers love cosplay.
Exactly. And MVP bitches that Lashley shouldn't have to do this. And I thought Lashley was going to say, fuck it, I want this match, because he's been acting babyface lately.
Right.
Once he won the title, he was high-fiving fans again.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? If you're not turning face, why are you high-fiving the fans?
Yeah.
Exactly. You're going a little too far, buddy. And he says, I'm the conqueror now. I'm the beast now. I'm the WWE champion. So Brock Lesnar comes out in his ring gear.
Oh.
And tells Lashley, the only reason you beat me Saturday night was because of Roman Reigns and Paul Heyman. And he tells Lashley he won the Royal Rumble, but says at WrestleMania, I'm going to face Roman Reigns.
Which,
he didn't have to win the Rumble to face Reigns.
No, of course not.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Right.
Yeah. It's like we said when he won. Brock Lesnar's going to WrestleMania. It's like, wow.
Right.
What? Otherwise, he wouldn't have made it.
He wouldn't have qualified. That was the only chance he had.
I'm sorry, Brock, but the only way to go is to win the I guess you could be in the Andre the Giant Battle Royal in the pre-show. I'm sorry, Brock. That's the only other option.
So, good God.
He says, I'm going to face Roman Reigns, and it's going to be title versus title. So, again, they're pushing this. This is the second time Brock said it.
Yeah.
So that means it's happening, right?
No.
Why do they keep saying it?
Anytime they say it, Eric.
Why do they keep saying it? Brock wants a rematch right now. Lashley seems like he's up for it, but MVP tells Brock, go to the back of the line. It's like, well, he just won the Rumble.
Right.
So Brock calls Lashley a chicken shit, but he leaves anyway. And then Brock says he wants in the Elimination Chamber match, and Pierce immediately grants his wish because
why wouldn't he?
He doesn't want to get F5'd again.
He's like, you got it. Now, for everyone else, we've got qualifying matches.
Yeah.
He returned when, in 2012? When did he return?
Lesnar? 2012.
2012.
Yeah.
Since 2012, this has got to be the most he's done in a row
For the show. Sure. Yeah.
Right?
Most
absolutely.
What? I mean, he's been on the show almost every week. He's been on all the paper. Like, he's been around.
Since he came back, I think he's had more appearance than he has in, like, the last 5 years.
Yeah. I mean, seriously. Eric, you're not picking him at Elimination Chamber?
Well.
Come on.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know if I didn't want to, but...
Well, it's him or Lashley, right? I mean, that's...
Yeah.
The other four are who, like, whatever. It doesn't really matter.
That's true.
But if he does just win it back, then what was really the point? Like, Roman costs him the belt, and then Brock just wins it right back? Like, what's the point then?
Yeah. Right.
I understand that.
Just so he can win the Rumble, I guess?
I guess.
But yeah, like, now he's gonna... it's all a mess. That's all they have. All they have is Lesnar. And I agree, because they haven't built anybody up.
That's the only storyline they care about. Lesnar and Reigns.
That's it. That's all they've built.
It's the only storyline that they push.
There's no stables, there's no storylines, there's nothing.
Everyone else is just kind of floating around.
It's just like Stone Cold and The Rock. They're going to have 3 WrestleMania matches, just like everyone wants.
Right, yeah.
It's like, well, you know.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Rhea Ripley versus Nikki A.S.H. And just like you said, no one cares about this. They don't even care about this. No.
Nikki A.S.H.
Nikki sets up for the neck breaker, but then she posed for too long.
Like a fucking simpleton.
So Rhea hit the riptide for the win. Who cares?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Alexa Bliss in therapy.
Same old Monday Night Raw.
The therapist gives Alexa a Lily replica doll.
Oh, boy.
And tells her, he's like, this is a replica doll that I purchased at WWEshop.com. Just to let everyone know that you can still get those.
They're still available.
Oh, wow. We didn't sell out of those? That's crazy.
Right.
You don't want a monster doll for your daughter?
Right.
So Alexa smiles, and she's like, Lily. Hmm. And that's probably the dumbest thing the therapist could have done.
Yeah.
If someone's addicted to crack, you don't give them more crack.
Right. Yeah.
That's not how that works.
Hey, I bought this at crack.com.
If you need more crack,
visit crack.com.
There's a website.
I think we're making progress. Here, have some crack, crackhead.
You've done good.
So
on these 4 2-minute sessions we've had.
Yeah.
The therapist gives her the doll, and Alexa has tears of joy. And that's it again. And... Also, if you follow Alexa on social media, you will see that she dyed her hair pink a few weeks ago.
Right.
So they taped these segments a while back.
Yeah.
And when she finally shows up, she'll have all pink hair, probably.
Yeah. And you think she'll be healed, right? That's what we're thinking?
Maybe.
I would say she's baby-faced, not healed. But yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
No, I'm...
It was, like old...
No,
yeah, I know.
It was a lame joke.
Old,
No, I think she'll... Well, I don't know if she'll... Yeah, she won't... Oh, God, she can't be. Right?
Can she?
Although, can this therapist heal her?
Goddess.
He's a fucking idiot.
Has any...
Why would you give her the doll back?
Has any therapist ever worked?
Here, this is a replica, even though it's exactly the same fucking thing.
Right. Wrestlers in therapy is like a wrestler wedding. They never work out.
Well, it worked for Kane and Daniel Bryan.
Because they became like best friends?
Yeah.
They still hated each other.
But they won the titles.
Yeah.
You know?
It worked out for them.
It worked for Sasha Banks and Bayley, which is surprising.
Which is,
So I guess therapy does work.
I think it's worked every time.
Yeah, maybe.
I think it does work in professional wrestling.
Yeah. Although, they had the same therapist. This because this is a new guy.
Oh, well.
So yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe maybe it's just that therapist is great. Next up, we have The Miz versus Dominic Mysterio for some reason.
Yeah, no reasons.
And after the picture Joe showed us, I can never see The Miz the same way again. As soon as they came out, all I could think of is his rock hard cock.
His wasn't rock hard.
No, it wasn't actually.
Yeah.
It
was his
flaccid, was- but... giant
sheath.
A giant flaccid, like
sheath.
Like he's bigger flaccid than like most people are hard.
A giant uncircumcised penis.
If you didn't see the Royal Rumble recap, Joe was Googling pictures of wrestlers' dicks.
Whatever. Not quite, but close. Tune in.
Just he's like, on Patreon to Miz find is out. Like, it's my dick, and it's awesome.
Eric was like, hey, I think there's nudes of Maurice out there. And Joe's like, I found Miz's dick.
Joe,
okay.
Girls are also girl.
Not
found,
what we asked for, but whatever.
Girls, I hear you running towards our Patreon. Guys, maybe you're coming too.
So, Miz.
Chris Jericho.
Yeah. Oh, God. The best.
Yeah. Just do your own research.
Yeah.
I'm
pretty sure it's saying Judas.
This was Batista. This was Chris.
Turns out there's a lot of photoshops out there.
Yeah.
Not just of the female wrestlers.
Find photoshops of everything.
All right, Miz versus Dominic. Miz shoved Rey Mysterio outside the ring, and then he tripped on purpose to make the ref think Rey did it, and the ref ejected Rey.
That's some Eddie Guerrero shit. That's pretty good.
And then right after that, Miz just hits Dominic with the skull-crushing finale for the win.
Right.
He didn't even have to get Rey ejected.
No.
Like,
yeah, but Dominic was like, Daddy, no!
Like, Miz dominated.
Even though he tells him, don't come in the ring anymore with me, Dad.
Yeah.
Now he comes to the ring.
Because Miz lost at the Rumble, he dominated Dominic Mysterio in 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Dominic Mysterio, who almost beat Seth Rollins at SummerSlam 2 years ago.
Right.
I really feel like they could have really pushed him when he was building momentum, and then they just stopped.
Well, yeah, of course.
And now he's just a huge jobber.
Of course.
Yeah. Shocker. Wow.
We're like, wow, he's getting better. No mic skills, but he can wrestle.
One day you will win the Rumble like your dad did from the number one spot in 62 minutes.
Hey, Andrew, Joe still thinks that they're building future stars.
Yeah.
Well,
idiot.
Where's Humberto Carrillo, your favorite superstar?
What
happened to him? He's not even. They had what? 10 tag teams in that Rumble.
Yeah.
And they were like, Los Lotharios? No. Fuck them.
Yeah. All right, Andrew. How about this?
What?
Over under 3 more appearances ever.
Yeah, sure. Give me that buck. I don't care.
Just hand it over. Just hand it over.
My God. How about like 3 more wins for the rest of the year?
Maybe. Right? No, I like Joe's 3 more appearances ever.
Ever.
Yeah.
I might go under. But we haven't seen him.
Right.
Well, at least we had the Kevin Owens show.
We did.
Kevin Owens with a microphone, right?
Yeah.
That's always gold.
It is.
And he was funny right away. Take a listen.
We are officially on the road to the most, listen to this word, stupendous two-night WrestleMania of all time. Two nights. That's double the stupendousness.
Let me tell you something. Is he making fun of it?
He is.
100%.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, I had to get beat up by Bad Bunny on Saturday. Fuck this shit.
Yeah.
So his guest is Seth Rollins, who says Cincinnati is the hottest city in the world because they're going to the Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl.
Isn't that a babyface thing to say, though?
Yeah. That's a game where the best two teams in the NFL play each other in the championship.
Oh, is that the game that has all the cool commercials?
Yes.
Oh, perfect. Yeah.
Now the commercials are all stupid.
Yeah, that's right.
I know. True.
But yeah, like,
I know Seth what the Rollins, Super Bowl is.
I know.
Seth Rollins is turning babyface, isn't he?
Yeah, probably.
Yes.
So we watch a replay of Reigns versus Rollins at the Royal Rumble, and they edited out the part where Charles Robinson helped Seth grab onto the bottom rope.
Of course. Yeah, of course.
And we didn't mention this, but Reigns attacking Seth with the chair was a direct callback to when Seth did it to Roman, betraying the Shield. And Seth even fell on the bottom rope the same way Roman did, like the same exact way.
Oh.
So that was actually pretty cool. And they showed that in the replay and everything.
Full circle.
So Owens tells Rollins, you may not be the Universal Champion, but you're the Universal Champion of my heart.
Oh.
Eesh.
Yeah.
So yeah. Romantic.
When he goes all in on Best Friends, he goes all in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah.
All the way.
I feel like this time, well, yeah, that's true. He'll probably be the one betraying Seth as well.
Did you find an Owens Photoshop?
No.
No?
No.
Enough already. God. So Seth teases a rematch against Roman down the line, but first he announces that he will be in the Elimination Chamber match.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, he beat Roman at the Royal Rumble. It was a DQ.
Yeah.
But he won. Shouldn't he just get a rematch?
He should.
Yeah. Like, you would think the logical thing is Reigns, Rollins for the Universal title at Elimination Chamber?
Correct.
Who is Reigns going to fight now in Saudi Arabia?
I don't think anybody.
He's not going to go? Their biggest star is not going to go?
No.
COVID.
He'll fight COVID. Some fucking... Maybe this is where they start with Drew McIntyre.
Or maybe like Kevin Owens or something. It's God damn it, Eric. So yeah, Owens is clearly jealous that Seth doesn't have to qualify like he does. Because they're having three qualifying matches.
Right.
Which, you know, it's like, oh, okay. Good for you there. Having some qualifying matches.
But honestly, Kevin got the easy one. But...
Yeah.
Well,
maybe not so easy.
So KO suggests to Seth, what if you tell Pearson DeVille to put me in the match without having to qualify, or else you'll say you're walking, you're not going to do it. And Rollins doesn't seem like he wants to do that.
He's easy, all right.
Come on, Seth. We're best friends.
I don't know, man.
I just told you I love you more than my wife and kids. I re-signed for you. I did it for you. Not for my kids. I never see them. I see you.
That's true. So, they refuse to live in Orlando.
Right. So Rollins doesn't seem like he wants to do it, but then Austin Theory comes out because we have Kevin Owens versus Austin Theory qualifying match, and Theory wins with the ATL. Yeah.
I know. How do you not have Kevin Owens in that match?
I know.
And like, it was kind of clean.
Like Owens was
getting in the ring and he kicked the ropes to hit Owens' balls, which, how is that not illegal?
Right, yeah, come on.
How is that not illegal?
But also, if you look at, fast forwarding, I won't say who, but like the names in the chamber.
Yeah.
You add Kevin Owens and it's like the all-time greatest chamber.
My God, right, really? Yeah.
You know, so like Seriously. Without Owens and Theory in there, you're like,
Well, it doesn't have the heartbreak kit in the chamber. I'm going to be the greatest Undertaker. Yeah. I invented the chamber.
No, Sean, you won the
The first Hell in a Cell.
Yes, that too.
Yeah.
I won the first Royal Rumble.
Nope.
The first WrestleMania.
No, actually, you've lost so many.
Yeah, almost all of them.
Almost all.
You're like 5-12.
Yeah. So next up, we have Dolph Ziggler versus Angelo Dawkins. Dawkins wins with his finisher.
What the fuck, Ziggler? Jesus.
It looks like Ziggler is headed to NXT to job to Braun Breaker.
Really?
Yeah. In WWE digital exclusive.
No.
He did a backstage interview and Sarah Schreiber was like, let me read you this tweet from Braun Breaker. And Breaker like shit on Ziggler and Ziggler's like, maybe I'll go to NXT and take his title.
Oh God.
Oh boy.
Is that happening right now?
Probably. It's probably happening right here to show the world.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Now he's got the Dirty Dog music too.
Yeah, exactly. Next up, we have a promo from an up and coming superstar. You know, he might be showing up at some point.
Okay.
His name is Veer Mahan.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Bottom right.
Yeah.
I mean, basically, yeah.
Who are you?
How they act like he never was on Raw before.
Yeah.
It's like he was on Raw with Mahal and
Shinky.
Yeah. I've heard he's had a problem with coming.
He has. You know, he really has.
Yeah.
He should really see a doctor. But.
So he can finally, you know.
Bust a nut.
Yeah.
But they play the promo. He's like, I've been biding my time. And it's like since October. It's 4 months now.
Come on. Yeah.
And then at the end, he's like, soon I will come. Well, he said, I'll strike. But I like come better.
Come better.
Soon I will come.
Yeah.
But exactly. Okay. I thought the Rumble. I went all in on Veer.
Yeah.
I picked him to win.
You wanted him to come so hard at the Rumble.
I thought he would have the most eliminations, not AJ Styles.
Right. Wow. And you had him eliminating Johnny Knoxville.
I did, yeah.
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 Because, you know, why not?
And Knoxville had zero. Poor guy.
Yeah.
Think yeah, poor him.
Bad Bunny had three, I think.
Yes.
All right. Next up, we have Riddle versus Chad Gable in a scooter race. They have to do 50 laps around the arena, but then there's a finish line next to the ring. How does that work?
Aaliyah can tell us.
Oh, yeah? Okay, sure. I mean,
yeah.
How does that work? 50 laps, but then the finish line is ring. That doesn't make any sense.
No.
And then R-Truth waves a checkered flag to start the race, and I'm not sure if that was a joke they did on purpose or not.
You don't know these days.
Watched a race, a green flag start, but it's like, oh, do they know? Are they just stupid? Like,
yeah. Yes.
Right.
Yes to all.
Yes to all.
Yeah.
So they go back to this a few times. Dana Brooke and Tamina were like play fighting as they scooted by. And then Riddle
play scooted. Play fighting.
Yeah. Then Riddle scooted up to Omos. Take a listen.
Hey, Omos. I never noticed, but you got beautiful eyes.
What?
What?
Word?
What?
If that was like better audio, that might be good for the soundboard.
What?
What?
But it's like, you have beautiful eyes. Okay, sure.
Yeah.
And then the Street Profits give Riddle a drink, but they refuse to give one to Gable. So Otis gives Gable a drink, but it's steak sauce.
And he's like, oh, perfect. I love this.
No, like...
No, he was
Is old Otis back?
Right. I was like, is this a hint at a babyface turn?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So in the end, they scoot down the ramp, but Gable crashes. And Riddle is, you know, cocky. He's about to cross the finish line, but Otis runs him over. And then Gable gets up and wins the race.
Well, yeah. No, not even a wow.
Oh, no.
One push. He basically pushed him down.
Yeah.
Not even a spear. And Riddle's like, ah! Oh, God.
I'm fucking dead.
Oh, no, he's back up. I'm moving his hat out of the way here. Let me move my hat so you can scoot by.
Yeah. So then we have Riddle versus Otis in an impromptu qualifying match for Elimination Chamber. Pierce is like, oh, fuck it. Qualify. I forgot to schedule a third one. Qualifying match.
Yeah.
Right.
And Riddle hits the floating bro into a roll-up for the win.
So I guess fuck Randy in the tag title.
Without Randy Orton.
Yeah.
No Randy there.
I do like Riddle in this match, though.
Mm-hmm.
A lot.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, to be eliminated second.
Maybe, but still, like, he's in the match. Him and Theory will fight first. They'll be the first two guys.
Right. Of course.
Yeah.
Why even put Theory in?
I don't know.
Like, everyone knows he has zero chance. Like, even if Owen's in, but it's like, at least he's a big name.
Yeah.
You're putting Theory in this match, he's going to be first eliminated.
Probably.
I guess there's a Saudi prince who's like 14 who's like, Theory.
Yeah. Well, that's who Theory likes, allegedly. All right. Next week, we're going to have a quiz bowl. Hey, you know.
You're on the show? Or?
What?
Here?
No. Next week, they're going to do a quiz bowl.
Oh.
RK-Bro versus Alpha Academy.
Yeah.
And RK-Bro will win to get a title shot.
Right.
At some point. Not at Elimination Chamber, though.
No. Riddle's busy.
But again, like Orton disappeared.
Of course. He's like...
It's strange.
He's like, I'm going to just pull the Brock thing.
He's been doing this a lot lately, though, but like he's... And the rumors of that, like he's been advertised for these shows. He's supposed to be there, and then he doesn't show up. So something's going on.
I hear voices in my head. They are my wife. She's got me dead.
Yeah.
I'm going home.
Wow. Wow. That was great.
Well, yeah, sure. I mean, you marry
family.
Hey, you marry a ring rat. You know, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's okay to miss 1 week, right? After a big pay-per-view when you've been around forever.
I don't know. No. Next up, we have Bianca Belair versus Carmella. KOD for the win. And then we have the main event, AJ Styles versus Rey Mysterio for the final spot in the Elimination Chamber match.
Yeah.
We have a handshake to start things off.
Clearly now, AJ is the face.
They've wrestled before, and they always have a good match.
Of course.
Right.
And this was a good match as well.
Yep.
And in the end, Rey did his taint to face off the second rope.
Uh-huh.
But AJ rolled through it and hit the Styles Clash for the win. It was a cool ending.
Great, great, great.
AJ's in Elimination Chamber.
Mm-hmm.
So that's cool. Has he ever been?
I think so.
Oh, no. Really? I think the one where Bray Wyatt won the title. I think he beat AJ.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So that's been 5 years. That was 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So, all right, it'll be cool to see him in it again. Then our final segment on Raw. Mm. Ronda Rousey returns to Monday Night Raw. She walks out with a slight smirk on her face, but doesn't really look at the fans, doesn't high five any. Mm-hmm. And it's like, all right, is she a face? Well, like, what's going on?
Bottom right.
Right, exactly.
Who are you?
What are you?
Been 3 years since Ronda has spoken in WWE.
That can't be right.
Well, it's been 3 years since she's... I mean, the last time we saw her was WrestleMania 2019. Wow. So basically 3 years.
Wow.
Jesus.
Wow. So just remember that for a second. It's been 3 years since Ronda has spoken.
Yeah.
And her first words are, I've been debating since Saturday whose title I want to take at WrestleMania. Like, not even a, I'm back. Like, hello, everyone. I'm back.
What the fuck is up?
She comes out as if she's never been gone this whole time. And it's just like, yeah, I'm thinking about who I want to beat at WrestleMania. Yeah. Like, another terrible written promo for Ronda. Mm-hmm. Nothing's changed.
No.
Because this is why the fans turned on her in the first place.
Right.
This is because her promos were so fucking cringy. But here, let's take a listen.
I could choose Rebecca, but my attention is a compliment she doesn't really deserve.
What? What the fuck was that?
My attention is a compliment she doesn't really deserve.
Who the fuck is writing this shit?
That's it?
No, here's
so wait,
more.
That's it? She's not fighting Becky.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck.
The biggest fight for any woman at any time is always with me. And Rebecca's stagnant.
You heard the unnatural...
Where the fuck did that come from?
The unnatural pop.
Right.
The Thunderdome chant.
Yeah.
The Thunderdome cheers.
It's just like...
No, I think it was Vince. And he's like, oh my God.
Listen to it again. It's so unnatural.
Always with me. And Rebecca's stagnating calories is not my problem. It is hers, though. Now, I could choose Charlotte just to prove that even as a contender, not even a champion yet, that Rebecca is still on my undercard.
Sounds sexy.
Then Charlotte will know. Rebecca will know. Everyone will know. The baddest big time bitch is me.
Oh my God.
This is the moment.
Yeah.
The moment.
Yeah.
So you could do that. Or you could have Ronda come out and say, looks like the baddest bitch is back.
Yeah.
Yes,
I won the Royal Rumble, and now I can decide who I fight at WrestleMania. Whose arm do I rip off at WrestleMania?
Yeah.
And then you have Becky Lynch come out.
Correct.
And you're like, oh, that's strong, short and sweet, but a strong promo.
Right.
From Ronda Rousey.
No, they give her this long, awkward promo that the crowd can't even get behind.
No.
Yeah.
It's terrible. So Becky Lynch comes out wearing a white puffy shirt and like a Vincent Van Gogh design on it.
But I don't want to be the pirate.
But I don't want to be a pirate.
She's just straight up going for the Vincent Van Gogh gimmick.
Yeah.
She's even got like the design on her trunks.
Right.
And then Becky talks some trash and asks Ronda, who's it going to be, me or Charlotte? And Ronda takes Becky down and says, you'll have my answer on Friday.
Slowly.
Yes.
Because Becky has to be like, who are you going to choose? Here's the microphone.
Yeah.
And then, like, slowly flips her over, like, oh, no.
Yeah. You'll have my answer on Friday. The fans boo.
Which means it's Charlotte.
Yes.
Right. The one we don't want.
Yeah.
Why remember when I said Charlotte and you guys were like, absolutely not?
It's got to be Becky.
Why would you announce that on SmackDown, though?
Yeah.
That's true.
Right. It's going to be Charlotte. But, like, you already have the fans booing Ronda. Mm-hmm. Her first night on Raw.
Right.
I'll tell you on Friday, fuck you. We're not good enough.
Right. Yeah.
That's bullshit. So once again, booking Ronda to shit. Ronda leaves, but then out comes Lita.
Oh, all right.
And Becky had a pretty good line.
I have been a fan of you ever since I was growing up. I mean, I may have gotten in trouble at times.
Oh, shit.
I have been a fan of you ever since I was growing up. I mean, I may have gotten in trouble a time or two for wearing my thong outside of my pants, but that's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yes. Yeah. Very nice. Where are those pictures?
On it.
Lita challenges Lita challenges Becky for the Raw Women's Championship at Elimination Chamber. Becky says no at first, but Lita says, if you're scared, just say you're scared. So then Becky says, the last thing I am is scared. If you want a rematch at Elimination Chamber, you got it. And then the show
you got it.
Goes off the air like 10 seconds later.
Yeah. Lita getting that Saudi money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
Well, we don't pay the women, so Vince Vince will have to pay her.
That's right.
We made him promise that none of this money will go to those bitches.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Elimination Chamber, I think it's like 3 weeks. I mean, less than 3 weeks now, but yeah. It's coming up.
It's coming up.
Lita, again, just to warn you, if you wear the thong, you know, you will be shot on sight.
Correct.
And if you don't give me the thong after your match,
you will also be shot on sight.
Look, you're going to get shot, okay?
If you comply with everything, you're going to be
you
shot.
You know the on risk, sight. Right? I mean, you understand
it's
what this
like 50-50, maybe 60-40, right? I mean, everybody knows.
Well, that's 60-40 you will live. The 100% you will be shot.
Yeah. Right.
That is for sure. I promise you.
All right, let's give some awards.
Yeah, yeah.
Who was your worst dressed?
Mine was Becky. I didn't like her outfit.
Yeah.
But you understand what she's going for.
I do. I get
it. It's like Seth. Like, it's supposed to be ridiculous.
I know, but
Vincent we don't Van need Goat.
We don't need two people dressing like that.
Yeah, husband and wife.
I did not like Alpha Academy, especially Chad Gable with his stupid helmet. Yeah.
Oh, right.
His what?
His stupid helmet.
Yeah.
I heard it's like he's wearing nothing at all.
Nothing
at all.
Maybe he was going for that.
Nothing at all.
It really did look like Flanders in the ski outfit.
Stupid sexy
now
Gable.
I think he was doing. Now I think he was going for that. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Wow. That might be best dressed then for me. No, my worst dress was Carmella with the mask on.
Okay.
And then my best dress was Carmella before she put the mask on.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah.
My best dress was Bianca.
Okay.
Nice. I like that blue.
And I had Sasha from SmackDown. I'm sorry, but she looked amazing.
Oh.
Yeah.
We didn't recap SmackDown.
Well, yeah, you know, some of us follow the rules.
I had Sasha
whatever.
Banks no at the Royal me. Rumble then.
Right.
Worst acting?
Adam Pearce.
I hate to say it, but it's Ronda Rousey.
Okay.
Rousey for me.
It was terrible.
Right.
And I like seeing her back. She's so good in the ring, like her matches.
Yeah.
Not so much the Royal Rumble, but we'll talk about that later. Those right. Rumbles were so fucking boring.
Yeah.
Best acting?
Kevin Owens.
I wanted to pick someone else, but I didn't want it to pick anyone.
No.
It's Kevin Owens.
Worst comment?
During the scooter race, Byron Saxton said, I've got a Whole Foods gift card riding on this race.
Yeah. I usually don't hear Byron Saxton, so that's why.
I happen to.
I have it programmed in my head to just ignore anything that he says, pretty much. I have Rhonda saying, Rebecca is still on my undercard.
Yeah, I have Rhonda saying, she doesn't deserve my attention or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
It's so like, it's, well, you know, you main evented WrestleMania together.
By the way, on SmackDown, Michael Cole said, and a big boot from Charlotte. She was barefoot.
Yeah.
When she did it. Big boot.
Yeah.
Big foot.
It's a big foot.
Big foot from Charlotte.
Did you see when Sasha caught Charlotte's foot and then was like, whew. Foot. She did that.
Yeah.
She's like,
yeah.
You smell like shit.
Yeah.
Did Andrade like jizz on your foot?
Oh.
She said all that stuff. It was crazy.
Wow.
Best comment?
Becky's thong comment.
That was good.
That's what I had.
I had KO. That's double the stupendousness.
That was amazing.
Worst match?
Nikki Ash versus Rhea.
That's what I had. I'm sorry. That was my slow-mo.
I had the scooter race.
All right. I didn't count that as a match. But
I had Dawkins.
Oh, it's a match.
I had Dawkins.
There was a winner.
Dawkins Ziggler is my worst.
We picked basketball one week when it was Street Profits versus the Viking Raiders.
That's true.
Well, then it's that.
I think horseshoes also.
Yeah.
Scooter race then. That's my worst match.
My slow-mo was Belair Carmella.
Mine was Dominic versus The Miz.
Best match?
AJ Ray.
There was only really
AJ
one.
Ray.
Like, even Owens in theory, like... Owens losing.
Right.
Fuck off.
Worst move?
Otis's push to Riddle.
Mm.
Well, just Riddle selling it forever and being on the floor after just a push.
Just a push.
And he was even off his scooter. Right.
This isn't the push I wanted.
I had Riddle selling it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll go with Tamina and Dana fighting.
Oh, God.
Backstage. Okay.
Right. For the 24-7, I guess.
Sure. I get. There was no ref. So.
No ref. Yeah. There, no. Yeah.
Best move?
That roll through to the Styles Clash.
That's what I had. Yep.
Sweep it. What Sweep else it. Could it be?
Right.
It
is true.
That was fun.
Worst moment or segment?
Scooter race.
That was bad, but 3 years we've been waiting for Ronda, and that promo was so bad.
All right.
That was so cringy.
It really hit Andrew in the field.
I put wasting Ronda. Yeah. You wasted her. Like,
man, Andrew
terrible.
Could not wait to shit on Ronda.
Sure.
Hey, no one.
She deserves
No one
it.
Shits on Ronda better than me.
Hey, no one loved her more. Like, when she was here, I was like, I think she might be the best woman wrestler of all time.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. No, she was great, but, you know, she's got that entertainment rust, I guess.
I mean, she was better at talking in the UFC because it was real.
Right.
Like, just let her do that. Right. Just like Brock now. Like, you know, Brock doesn't have a word for word script because he's not memorizing shit.
Oh, yeah. No.
And like, he can't be the script.
Brock.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah. I'm Brock
right.
Lesnar.
Like, Brock Lesnar in that opening segment was actually pretty good.
He was. I almost had him at best comment like, best acting.
He was actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Because it was just him being him.
Yeah.
Speaking of UFC, I saw like a tweet. It was like, looks like WWE did open the forbidden door. To the UFC.
Well.
Because, you know, both the Rumble winners, UFC fighters.
Right.
Sure. But Brock was a WWE guy first.
That's true.
And it's not like Ronda just showing up now. They opened that fucking door a long time ago.
Yeah.
Best moment or segment?
KO show.
I had, okay, that's good. I had the Lita hitting her music and coming out and saying that she's fighting
I had Lita.
Becky.
All right.
That'll be that's cool. Awesome. I want to see Lita. Match. I want to see Lita versus Becky with their... You know, they're with
thongs.
No skin being shown at all.
Yeah, I know, right?
Sure.
Completely covered. No, I do want to see that match, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should be good. Go.
That is all for awards. So now it's time for breaking news. Eric, you're going to like this one.
Oh, boy.
So there were recent rumors that Kurt Angle will be coming back for an on-screen role in WWE. Well, Kurt confirmed those rumors on the latest episode of his podcast, saying... I did receive a call from WWE, and they want me to be involved in the show for the next month or so. I'm really excited about it, so we'll see what's in store for me.
I'm guessing the guy that was in the Olympics, like, will have something to do with that?
No.
Maybe.
No, I don't think he's ready.
I wish he would just be the GM again.
Did you say he was not ready?
No, Gable Steveson or whatever is not ready for...
All right.
Yeah.
Well, then what is he going to do?
Manage Alpha Academy?
Oh, God.
Blech. No way. No way.
Yeah.
He's got to take the GM role back from Adam Pearce.
I mean, hopefully.
So that
Adam
you know,
Pearce starts his stable.
Yeah. So that he can be like, they're here! They're here!
Yeah.
Adam Pearce shows up with Von Wagner.
There, it's fine.
And they'll have another illegitimate son.
There you go.
So he said for the next month, so this is going to happen soon. For the next
month. Like the build for WrestleMania, basically.
Yeah.
You know, you would think maybe don't announce it, Kurt, and just, you know, show up.
No, announce it.
Because there were rumors about it.
Right, right.
But, yeah, whatever. Yeah. Sure.
Sure, whatever.
They might have just told him, hey, just announce it, because who cares?
Right, right. No one. You know,
the TV networks want us to
They want to push news like that.
Yeah. Also, Matt Hardy revealed on his Twitch stream that his brother Jeff Hardy's drug test from WWE came back clean. He also said WWE offered Jeff a Hall of Fame induction, but he turned it down.
That was if he came back.
Yeah.
Wait, they fired him and then said, if you come back, we'll put you in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
Yeah. This year.
On the house show that Jeff was acting weird at, Matt said, I don't think he did it intentionally trying to get fired. He does shit like that all the time. There are times where we're in the ring and he just goes into business for himself because that's how he feels. That's how he is. He's a very emotionally supercharged person, and he follows his emotions and instincts.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So, there you go. Also, Vince McMahon's mother, Vicky Askew, passed away at the age of 101 on January 20th.
Oh, no.
Which was exactly 1 year after Vince's brother, Rod, died.
Oh,
wow.
How old was his brother?
77, I think.
How old was Vince?
75.
Ooh, getting close.
Yeah. But Vince's mother was living right here in the Woodlands.
Really? Shut up.
Yeah.
Wow.
Why?
I don't know.
No way.
Okay. I mean, that's where the report came out of. It was in the fucking obituary.
The Woodlands,
no
Texas.
Way. Fuck that. The Woodlands made that up.
That's weird.
Yeah. I mean, I don't. Why is it weird? It's a wealthy area.
Are any of them from here? Like, she can live up there and where Vince is? And
well, they've always had, like, not a great relationship.
Oh.
I mean, Vince has said that she, like molested him.
Oh. What?
Like, there's something like that where, like, he kind of, like, said that, like, he was, like, sexually abused by her or something. Or no, maybe it was it was something weird like that. Maybe yeah. It wasn't her, but it was, like, another relative. I thought it was his mom, though, but I might be wrong on that. But
thanks.
It was something weird like that.
Yeah.
All right, Nia Jax was on Renee Young's podcast and had a few interesting things to say. She basically admitted that she was released due to her vaccination status, even though she previously denied that that was the case. Like, when she got released, she was like, no, it had nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
Now she's saying that that was the reason.
She's an anti?
Apparently, yeah. And she also said WWE offered her a spot in the Royal Rumble, but she told them, fuck no.
Oh, well.
Well, thank you, Nia, for saying fuck no.
Right. I appreciate it.
For not making that Rumble even worse.
Yeah. Much appreciated.
Yeah. If it was even true at all.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, a lot of the superstars that have been released lately, like, the reports have been... It's because, like, they've been releasing the ones that are not vaccinated because, you know, they travel and some buildings require whoever's performing there to be vaccinated.
Right, correct.
Like, apparently that's why Karrion Kross and Scarlett were fired as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was a lot of people. Like, most of the ones that got released, like, this past year.
No shit. They're all anti-vaxxers.
Yeah.
Wow. Like, look, I wasn't a big, like... jump on the bandwagon to get a vaccination right away, but the minute my work said, hey, you kind of have to do it, then you just do it.
Yeah.
Like, I just did it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it's not poison.
When I moved from Rhode Island to Texas, like, I had to wait, like, a little bit before I could enroll in school because I had to have my vaccination records to enroll in school.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Also, Dean Mutati, formerly known as Mojo Rawley, announced that he will be returning to wrestling.
Oh, okay.
He revealed that he contracted COVID-19 19 months ago and almost died in the hospital.
Jesus.
This is all a video on Instagram. He was like, I was in the hospital. I almost died. My lungs were in bad shape.
Damn.
And he said he's been dealing with the side effects ever since, but now he's close to 100%.
Okay.
And he was like, COVID thought they got me, but they didn't know. I always stay hyped.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He'll be back.
That sucks for him.
You know, I'm sure doing some indie shows.
But he's better.
Probably.
But yeah, I didn't. Yeah. I mean, I don't think anyone knew about that. That was crazy.
Yeah.
You got any news, Eric?
Yeah, I've got some stuff that has been posted to different social medias. Apparently, after the Royal Rumble, Rey Mysterio gave Bad Bunny his mask. I guess since Bad Bunny is a wrestling fan.
Sure.
That'd be nice to give it to him. Also, Angel Garza posted that he's going to be a dad. He posted a picture of the ultrasound and then him laying on the rings or the ropes.
Didn't he like do like the girlfriend thing in the ring?
No.
Propose?
No, that was Sammy Guevara.
No, he did
someone
too.
Someone did it in the WWE.
Yeah.
NXT.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is he still with her or is it a different one?
Yeah,
well,
no.
I would hope so.
No.
That girl was smoking.
It's with her. Mm. Also, Shotzi's father passed away on Sunday.
Oh,
like,
man.
Almost like right after the Royal Rumble pay-per-view ended.
What? I thought I read that he died like a couple months ago.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm sorry. The Rumble was on Saturday. He passed away Sunday. No, he's been battling COVID, apparently.
Oh, I thought he died like a while back.
No.
Urbanski is her last name. Huh?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Her father passed away of COVID, so that sucks.
Yeah.
She started GoFundMe because she wants to do this, like, big thing for her dad.
Sure.
So, like, I guess a celebration of life type. Event.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Rumors. Rumor time.
Rumors.
Kevin Owens wins back the Universal title?
Maybe.
Balor Club to finally get a second member?
Too sweet.
Brock Lesnar willingly works a full schedule?
No chance.
Next year's WrestleMania will be in Saudi Arabia?
Confirmed.
PW Insider reported that Riddle was originally supposed to win the Royal Rumble.
What?
But plans were changed many times before the show.
Mm-hmm.
Randy Orton was also considered before they decided on Brock. I don't believe any of this.
Okay. Yeah.
By the way.
I mean, Riddle would be the next guy up, though. Doesn't make any sense, though.
We knew it was like, I mean, me and Joe were picking Brock for like a month.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
You know, so I don't understand that. It wouldn't have made any sense because they've literally been doing like the if you win the Rumble, you're main eventing WrestleMania now. And they could do that since WrestleMania is two nights now. The women main event one night and the men's winner main events the second night.
Mm-hmm.
They did that last year.
Yeah.
So I just don't see that happening.
No.
And then Dave Meltzer is reporting that Shane McMahon has major heat with the talent as he was the head producer for the men's Royal Rumble. So if you want someone to blame for the Rumble being so fucking boring.
Here comes your brother.
Apparently it's
Here comes the scapegoat.
Yeah. Apparently it's Shane McMahon.
Wow.
And they also said that Triple H is usually like the head producer for the Rumble to make sure that like everyone gets like their own special moment and there's like a lot of cool moments in the Rumble.
Yeah. But
since he wasn't there, Shane McMahon was just like, just go.
Speaking of Rumble moments, apparently there was also spots planned out for Kofi. Yeah. With Big E in the match.
Right.
But of course,
Kofi botched that first spot.
Yeah. And it's funny, like, I saw people, like, you know, tweeting about it. It's like, for all the, like, shit that gets fucked up in the ring and they mm-hmm. just allow to fly, like, I don't think anyone would have really cared if they're like, oh no, Kofi is safe. His feet didn't touch.
Well,
you know, like, because everyone wants to at least see some cool spot. And yeah, everyone knows he's not winning it, so...
Like, just don't show it then, right?
When right, jumps, don't do... Why do the replay?
Right, right, exactly.
Yeah, but that's then, it. I mean, a lot of... I don't know.
Five people, maybe. And how many people see things happen that are major fuck-ups that you don't see on
the show? Yeah, but sure. You saw the ref at first was like, safe, but then someone in his ear was like, well, no, everyone saw it. Yeah.
Right.
You gotta do it. I'm sorry. You gotta. They've had this... That's happened before in Rumbles.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, well, no, everyone saw you fell, so you got to do it. I mean, that we made fun of them when Otis fucking spelled Emmental wrong.
Right. Yeah.
And they said it got it right.
Yeah.
It was terrible. It made it worse.
Right.
Didn't Kofi do that spot, though? That was one of his spots before where he just clings. Or was that Morrison that did it one year?
I think Morrison.
Where he just kind of grips
Well, Kofi would, like, land on the barricade.
Yeah. So Morrison did it from the side of the apron and landed on the barricade where Kofi basically jumped off the top rope and tried to
land. And the thing is, you know he landed that spot in rehearsals. Otherwise, they wouldn't do it.
Correct.
Because they practiced this. But with fans, it's a different story. They're in the way.
And why not if you're not supposed to be out, just land on one foot.
Well, that was a lot of momentum and force.
Yeah, and I'm sure that's what it was, is that...
He's probably did a 10
He goes times. To jump, and there's, like, you know, 10 fans leaning on the barricade.
John Morrison posted a video of him practicing a spot that he wanted to do in the Rumble, and he said, before I got fired, I was planning on doing this spot. And it was him... He was either... It's on his Twitter, but I forgot. It was either from the apron or the top rope. But, like, basically, I think it was the top rope. Like, he did a backflip and landed on the barricade.
No kidding.
Wow.
It doesn't show him landed, but it showed, like, them using pads to, like, you know, break his fall when he did the backflip.
Yeah.
But that's apparently the spot he wanted to do, and it was like, wow, that would have been insane. How do you do that, like, with the fans right there, though? Because they are going to be like, what the fuck? Yeah, so it was the
top. Looks like he's on the second rope, and he does a backflip, and...
Yeah.
Oh, and they have, like, the barricade right there.
Yeah.
No, he's just doing backflips in the...
So that would have been...
That would have been insane.
Pretty interesting.
Even if he didn't do it, like, it would have been fun just to watch him try it.
Yeah, and then he could fall on all the fans behind him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But speaking of Shane McMahon, PW Insider reported that Shane will be competing in Saudi Arabia and WrestleMania.
Well, Kevin Owens needs a feud, so...
I know.
Well, the hot... Another rumor is that he's fighting Seth Rollins at WrestleMania.
Oh, Shane?
No.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Oh. I love Shane, but, like, why?
And it's past his time. Like, once you did the Hell in a Cell spot, you can't top that.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's nothing that could top that. So, like, just having a regular one-on-one match with Shane McMahon is just like, yeah.
It'll be something, though. It won't be regular. It never is with him anymore. That's
well, he had a regular match with Styles.
He did?
And then he just he missed Shooting Star Press. That was his big spot, which it's like, for Shane, that's not a big spot.
Yeah.
So, we'll see. Also, the Wrestling Observer says Ronda Rousey could still be under her original WWE contract. It was for 3 years, but WWE might have frozen it when she left, leaving almost 2 years left on the deal.
I could definitely see them doing that. Because they've
done it for other people.
Like when they get injured.
Right.
They'll be like, oh, well, you were out for 6 months, so you owe us. That's why Matt and Jeff didn't leave together.
Yes.
Yeah.
Correct. Any other rumors?
No, I didn't have any.
Well, then it's trivia time.
Gentlemen. What year's Men's Royal Rumble has the most participants that were a one-time or future WWE Universal / Heavyweight Champion? So main title.
How could anyone possibly get this answer?
I know, but if you try to think, it wasn't like 20 years ago.
Okay, what Royal Rumble
had like the most
future champions?
No, just like either they were at one time or would become a future champion. I give you the number if that helps.
No. Oh, sure.
There are 17.
Future main champs. What was the Rumble where it was so stacked? Was that San Antonio? Where it was so stacked? Like Goldberg? Yeah, it was.
I'm sorry, 18. Yeah. 18 champions.
That was San Antonio, right? So that was 2017?
I think so.
Yeah, I'll say 2017. You had Undertaker, Goldberg, Brock, like Randy Orton. You had so many big. It was like
Roman.
They even said it was like the most stacked.
Yeah.
And it was so stacked that there were no surprises.
Right.
Like it was like, this is it. And then the last five were Undertaker, Goldberg, Brock, Roman, Orton.
Enzo.
Like, Chris Jericho was in it. Yeah, Enzo got destroyed.
Let's count. That's not the answer. Let's count that year.
Oh.
Ready? Count them out loud. Ready? Jericho.
Yeah.
Braun Strowman.
Uh-huh.
Big Show.
Okay.
Dean Ambrose.
Yeah.
Kofi Kingston. Mm-hmm. Miz. Sheamus. Big E. Bray Wyatt. Randy Orton. Dolph.
Yeah.
Brock. Goldberg. Undertaker. Reigns. How many got?
15.
15.
Yeah. So, wow. And Andrew, you are so close on the year.
Mm. So.
Yeah, so I'll just tell you.
2017.
That's what you said.
You said 2017.
Oh, I mean 2016?
2016. So you had Roman Reigns.
That was the one where Roman defended it.
Was the champion.
Defended the belt.
Reigns, Styles, Jericho, Kane was in that one. Kofi, Big Show, Braun Strowman, Kevin Owens, Dean Ambrose, Brock Lesnar, Jack Swagger, The Miz, Alberto Del Rio, Bray Wyatt, Dolph Ziggler, Sheamus, Triple H.
18.
Was Mark Henry a main, like a heavyweight champion?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
A world champion. 19?
Maybe 19.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a lot out of 30 guys.
Yeah, seriously. You know?
But that was a great Rumble just because we didn't know about Triple H. AJ Styles debuted.
Hold on now.
What?
I called that Triple H shit a month in advance.
Well, did you call him winning?
Yes.
Oh, really?
I even said he'd be number 30 and he'll win.
Yeah.
As soon as Roman beat the fuck out of him and Vince was like, you're defending the title at the Royal Rumble. And that was like in December. It was like the last Raw of the year.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, Triple H is going to be number 30 and he's winning that Rumble. And sure enough, that's what happened.
Yeah.
It was, it seemed pretty obvious to me, but it was still a great moment.
Like Reigns won, Rusev 2, but he eliminated him pretty quick. And then Styles 3. And then it ended in, and then Jericho was in it. Ended Bray Wyatt, Dolph Ziggler, Sheamus, Triple H.
And like Triple H returns at 30. He's supposed to be the heel, but he gets the pop for eliminating Roman.
Yeah.
And then Ambrose got second place.
He did.
They eliminated Roman first.
Yeah.
Before Ambrose.
Yep.
But yeah.
Ambrose was second for sure.
Very nice. All right. Fan questions. Pop culture junkie. Lita now faces Becky at Saudi. What if Lita's bestie Trish shows up to help Lita in the match? What are the odds Trish is able to make it to the ring, let alone have a woman cause any type of cheating in a match? Omar says,
I was going to say 20% until you said that. 3%.
Omar says you have better odds of their heads being chopped off. And
I think so. Yeah.
Agreed. Dylan, who's going to have a longer run, Lita or Ronda Rousey? Rousey.
Yeah, Rousey for sure.
This is probably it for Lita.
Yeah.
You know? Kyle Foxton, I know WWE usually has a women's chamber match, but found it weird that they haven't announced one yet. Whatever you do, don't Google search women's elimination in Saudi Arabia.
Oh, my God.
No.
Boris Lombardi, will they let Randy Orton ride a camel in Saudi this time?
Sure.
Because remember, Riddle did, and apparently Orton wanted to, but Vince was like, Randy Orton doesn't ride camels.
Yeah.
And it was like, what does that even mean?
Right.
I promise I'm coming. I've had it with WWE's barrel of Kevin Owens. What a disgusting joke. Also, how does Rousey come back after 3 years and give a promo that bad? I know. I know, Veer.
Because it was written for her.
She should. Maybe she should have had promos saying she's coming, and that'll be exciting.
Oh, yeah.
Amir.
For 9 months.
Amir, I don't know why, but we're up to, October, November, December. That's 4 months of Veer
coming
promos. And now we're in
Veer
month.
Coming.
Now we're in month five.
Yeah.
Amir, I don't know why, but the "you want forgiveness, get religion" line in Spider-Man sounds like something Vince would 100% say to someone.
I like that.
I'm good with that.
Probably. Yeah. Omar, Roman holding his hand out to Paul. Shout out to Terminator 2.
Come with me if you want to live.
Pretty much.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought.
Robert Enright, not a question about Raw, but can we get another rendition of Gunther's theme song? Probably the funniest moment on the podcast.
So
I mean, if it was that good, then I wouldn't do another one. Cause
yeah.
Just go find it.
Right.
But like we workshopped it. I think, Joe's line should start it. Like, hi, I'm Gunther.
Like, and then, with a little bit of like a def to it. Like, hi, I'm Gunther.
And then Gunther. And then like Eric said, he's dressed like he's going to Oktoberfest.
Exactly.
That's all three of us coming up with that. It's great.
We did it. We booked it.
Chris Dibburn, did you observe the women's hair in the Rumble? It looked like they probably spent $10,000 on each full-timer and $10 on each cameo.
Mm.
I'm not sure. Oh, we were talking about how Beth Phoenix looked all weird.
Yeah.
She was cosplaying as Luna.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because when we watched it, we were all like, what the fuck?
Oh,
you didn't say anything,
really?
Eric.
Yeah, but I figured it out eventually.
What, when Beth tweeted it?
Yes.
You never said anything.
All right.
Just because I didn't announce it.
Yeah, well, we were all talking about it.
Okay.
She certainly looked like her.
Oh, you didn't get it? You didn't get it?
You didn't get it?
Luis Torres, no question, but as a New Englander, fuck Tom Brady. Hey, all right.
Okay. Wow.
That's a little surprising.
Well, now he's gone.
Because he left?
And he's gone.
Yeah, R.I.P.
So I guess you were right. Like, he wanted to be the one.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, and Schefter, they were really, they were pretty slimy with that.
Uh-huh.
They knew he retired because they filmed it for a documentary series for Tom Brady.
Oh.
So they were like, we got the footage. Fuck it. And then Schefter's like, yep, I'm doing it.
He's like, confirm.
Right? And it's like, dude, we're going to fucking do it on this documentary, you idiot.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Wow. What a piece of shit.
Minnesota Nice. Did you guys see the Twitter? Well, Adam Schefter is a piece of shit.
Yeah.
We know that now. Minnesota Nice. Did you guys see the Twitter drama with Kelly Kelly? Some guy asked what happened to her face, and Kelly Kelly came back with, it's called age.
Age?
And he says,
Age. Sorry.
He says, I'm sure Charlotte says the same thing.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we know about Charlotte. We haven't really seen Kelly Kelly, so it's hard to decide. But yeah, didn't look great.
No.
Roll up, Connoisseur. Does anyone get the feeling that they are going to unify the belts in the near future? Brock versus Roman, Becky versus Rousey versus Charlotte. I think both networks would want all or any of them to be headlining their shows, minus Charlotte, who is just not that entertaining anymore unless she gets into a slap fight during her matches. Cue Nia Jax. Yeah. I would be for that. I hate all the titles.
I mean, then you get a champ bouncing around back and forth, you know? And like, if they unify the titles, Roman's got the title, no one else is ever going to be champion.
But does the other belt even matter?
Kind of.
Like, that's the thing. When everyone has a belt, no one's the champ.
Wow.
Like, it lessens the, like, that's the one thing I like about AEW, or one of the things I like, is that they only have a few belts.
Okay.
They're not going fucking, I mean, again, what did we say? WWE has like 16 belts?
I think so.
I mean, it's ridiculous. It's too many. I would rather just have one champ be on both, like, whatever, you know? AEW does it. Yeah. Jeremy Brennan, not really a question, but Elimination Chamber qualifying matches.
Who are you?
And
where the hell have you been?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Peyton Livingston, current Brock, is fun and one of the best parts of the show, but does he have to be in Elimination Chamber? What's he going to do in the match? The same thing Shayna did?
Yeah, probably. That sounds about right. I mean,
what's he going to do in the match? Win.
Win.
I don't think he's going to win.
Yeah.
If he wins... That's the only thing is, like, if he wins, it makes Roman costing the belt pointless.
Correct.
You know?
And then it makes him winning the Rumble pointless.
Basically.
Then it makes this show pointless.
Makes WrestleMania
pointless.
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 Not stupendous.
Stupointless.
No. Stupointless.
David Sagan, what would happen if Lita showed her thong in Saudi Arabia? Jason Dearham said, straight to the Elimination Chamber.
That's right. Yep.
Carlos Ramirez, crazy prediction I have for Brock Lesnar. Undertaker / Mark Calloway will be his new manager. Yeah, 0% chance.
Sorry, Lita, you are straight to the Elimination Chamber. Vince is like, you want her in the match? What match?
Match?
Yeah. Oh, you have a lighter to light the Elimination Chamber on fire?
Jason Dearham, in a shoot Royal Rumble, Otis would have to win, right? How the hell would anyone be able to put him over the ropes?
No. They'd all gang up on him.
P.S. Valentine's Day is on a Monday. Sounds like a perfect night for Veer to come.
Mm.
First of all, a shoot Royal Rumble would not work.
No.
You can't even do it.
I'd go under the bottom rope and run away.
Yeah, like, it would never work.
See you in 3 hours.
Why would the first 10 guys even touch each other?
Right.
Like, it just wouldn't work. It would have to be like, you're forced to fight, and then once you're knocked out, you're just eliminated. Because once you're not, you'd have to wait until you knock someone out and then deadlift them and throw them over the top rope.
Or it doesn't make sense. You'd have to have it where they, as soon as they hit the ground, they're out.
Yeah. But still, it doesn't make sense. Yeah, like not over the top rope.
I'd love to see a UFC one, or just once they're out,
right?
They're out.
Cooper, the super duper pooper scooper. Right. Regarding the Rumble, so you can have a match where you can put over any young talent, make them world champion, and it doesn't have to make sense. It's basically a free ticket to successfully push young talent. Nope, let's give it to Brock.
Yeah, and then give it to Brock.
Stupid.
All right.
Royal Rumble, give it to Brock. Money in the Bank, give it to Brock.
Oh, shit. All right, Victor Castillo. The Elimination Chamber has been diluted heavily throughout the years. There seems to be no sense of horror and intensity to it anymore. What's one thing you would do to bring back legitimacy to this match? Blood.
Yeah.
Blood.
Lots of it.
Yeah.
First time this happened, there was blood.
Don't have all the participants on Raw the next Raw all happy and smiling and whatever.
That's the other thing. Seth Rollins got 30 chair shots from Roman Reigns at the Royal Rumble. And then on Raw, he's like, ha-ha!
Right.
And then he's like, oh, wait, I'm not 100%, ooh, but ha-ha! Like,
yeah. Right, exactly.
30
right.
chair shots?
Right, of
Why
course.
Even do it if you're going to be totally fine?
Yeah.
Mike Oxmall.
Yeah.
Mike Oxmall.
Hey, you're in this question this week.
What do you got? Exactly what kind of mode is Brie Bella, and how did her and her sister ever wrestle in the WWE? Because the Divas title and Total Divas.
How did they wrestle? Terribly.
Well, basically, Nikki was like, I want to win the title. And Vince is like, no. And then she's like,
no.
Well, I'm going to suck John Cena's dick. And he's like, all right. Well, hello, champ.
Welcome to the club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Brie Bella is like, well, I'm going to fuck Daniel Bryan. Can I be the champ? And Vince is like,
no. No, you idiot. Good luck with that.
Just sucking the wrong beef there, honey. Maybe if you both suck John Cena's dick.
All right. Wow.
Destiny, who in the main roster would you have interest seeing a romance storyline with? For comedic purposes, of course.
Roman and Brock. Listen, hear me out.
Hear me out.
I think we're close.
Hear me out.
We're almost there.
Because, like, they're both in love with Paul Heyman.
Yeah. Right.
That weird segment
That's what
on
it
SmackDown.
Is. Paul Heyman's playing matchmaker.
Yeah. I want both clients.
Becky and Roman.
Ooh.
Mm. The ultimate betrayal.
The ultimate fuck you.
Becky and Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
No, Roman and Brock. That's the best one.
Yeah.
All right. That is all for fan questions. So make sure you subscribe to our podcast. Give us a 5-star review. Check out the website, whatswrongwithwrestling.com. Like the show on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Wrong Wrestling. Get a t-shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling and become a supporter of the show at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. $5 a month gets you everything. We have weekly AEW recaps. We have the pay-per-views, all the pay-per-views recaps.
Brackets.
Countless brackets. We just put out the most ruined NXT star on the main roster bracket. That was a lot of fun and sad to do.
Yes.
But go check all that shit out. Patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. And subscribe and listen to Hollywood Hogwash.
And let me also just say, I didn't thank him earlier. Thank you to our fan, Chris Starkey, for the trivia.
Thank you, Chris.
Appreciate you sending that over. Bye-bye.
Okay. Oh, that's it? I'm done.
Push him off a cliff. Doesn't think Stacy Keebler is that high. And we almost forgot Josh. He's just a troll. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling. Oh no.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Pulling up to Mickey D's just for drinks? Oh yeah, that's me. Nothing extra, just perfection and a straw. Coming in hot for the coldest cups on the block. Because there are drinks. Then there are drinks from McDonald's.
Ever combine an ice-cold frozen Coke with piping hot fries? Try frozen drinks any size for $1.49. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.